This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. 24th Street in San Francisco's Mission District has been called El Corazón de la Misión, the heart of the mission. And it's no wonder why. It's home to iconic murals, taquerias, Mexican bakeries, cafes, galleries, and it was ground zero for some of the most notable political moments within the Chicano movement. This year, the neighborhood surrounding 24th Street was given special recognition from the city of San Francisco when it was named an official Latino cultural district. But this status comes with a lot of responsibility, like defining what that actually means. A series of community meetings have been going on for the past few months to decide what the priorities of the neighborhood are now that the title is official. KALW's Lila Day brings us that story.
Every place has a history hidden underneath what you can see on the surface. Take the Mission District. The BART station at 24th Street and Mission is called Plaza Sandino by some, because in the 1980s, pro-Sandinista protesters would rally here. Down the street, the Potrero del Sol Park is better known to those who grew up here as La Raza Park. Back in the 70s, it was a major gathering spot for lowrider cars. And this area has also been called the birthplace of Latin rock.
Carlos Santana was raised here in the neighborhood. It started out with Carlos, and then all these other rock bands started to pop up.
These are things that I'm learning during a walk down 24th Street in the Mission with Eric Aguayo.
La Victoria, Dominguez Bakery, they've been here since the 50s. This one's still thriving. They own their property. They own their property. They own this one too.
Aguayo's a longtime Mission District resident. He's also the president of the Lower 24th Street Merchants Association, or Calle 24 Merchant and Neighborhood Association.
Casa Sanchez, the mom died, now the daughter is taking over the business. Further up, it's called La Latina, originally it was called La Argentina. The father died, the daughter came in, took over the business. And that's what makes this area so unique. It's these anchor businesses that have been here for so long, now they're being passed on.
Arguello's mission is to preserve his neighborhood. He started by organizing a merchant and neighborhood association, a group of residents, nonprofits, business owners, youth, and artists who came together over 15 years ago to raise money for improvements in the mission.
We had the sidewalks improved. We got some lights installed on 24th Street.
He says with those improvements, investors from outside the area began taking notice. And that's when, he says, things started changing fast.
What do we want?
In recent months, residents and activists have been rallying to draw attention to the increased rents and evictions in the neighborhood. Partly in response to those changes, city supervisors are implementing some of the first steps to preserve the cultural identity of the district, unanimously voting to declare 24th Street and the area surrounding it a Latino cultural district.
For our ancestors, for those of us that need energy and help, we thank Creator for the support for this effort.
Inside the historic Brava Theater on 24th and York Street, Dr. Jose Cuellar, a professor emeritus of Latino Studies at San Francisco State University, stands near the front of the stage with a small ceramic flute in his hand, called an ocarina. Today, a group of neighbors, community organizers, and concerned citizens are sitting in the red velvet seats of the Brava Theater. They're here to hash out the meaning of the neighborhood's new Latino cultural district status. This meeting is one of many put together by the Mayor's Office of Workforce and Economic Development and the Calle 24 organization.
This is an effort on the part of this community to say something is happening. We are losing our cultural heritage identity as a neighborhood, as a community.
Supervisor David Campos addresses the crowd.
But the bottom line is that this is not my process, this is our process. I think it's great and really appreciative that you're here, but it's also clear that not everyone who should be here is here.
The organizers invited hundreds of people to this meeting, but as Campos points out, most of the seats in the theater are empty. The people that are here, though, are full of ideas. People raise their hands and list their concerns. Ideas and emotions are out in the open.
But I think at the core of it is how to preserve the mission for low-income
income families. I think it has to start with an aggressive real estate strategy.
Bring the people back. What about the people that are here?
Is there something we can do to prevent any more high-scale restaurants?
There's a lot of undocumented families living in illegal units here in the Mission. There's a population that's invisible.
Despite building 1,000 new units of housing, has actually had a 4,000 decrease in population.
Many of the people in the audience in the Brava Theater today either live in the Mission or used to and have since moved out. Even if they don't live here anymore, the organizers of this event say their input is still important.
Talk about two populations that often get...
The group's responses are written down on a large piece of paper in the front of the theater by one of the facilitators hired to lead these discussions.
These conversations will lead us to priorities, and those priorities will then lead us to the question of how.
The idea is that after a series of these meetings, the end result will be a joint effort to define the neighborhood's priorities. Then, present initiatives to the city to preserve the places that define the heart of the Mission. It's a process similar to what other areas like Chinatown, North Beach, and Japantown have done. Japantown, for example, created a heritage subcommittee, recognizing properties that had historical value, and then providing property owners information about the importance of preserving certain architecture. It worked for them, but not everyone in the theater today thinks that these meetings are going to amount to much.
My name is Derek Raskin. I am a San Francisco native and resident. I was raised on Bryant Street. This is who I am. My identity is this neighborhood, and you know, and it's gone.
Raskin says that talks about how to save certain buildings and preserve the culture of the Mission have taken too long.
This change started happening about 15 years ago, so everything we're talking about today is already really not even relevant.
Still, he has some ideas of his own.
We need to have a progressive tax on these people coming in, because if they want to come in and invade our neighborhood, okay. But they have to be a part of it. They have to pay for it in some way.
Input like this is exactly what the city supervisors are hoping for. Ideas that could eventually be presented to the city. More meetings like this one will take place throughout the Mission until December. Then, a list of priorities will be presented to city planning and the mayor's office. The next step for the Calle 24 Neighborhood Association is to have the city designate the Latino Cultural District a special use district. With this status, they can include clear guidelines for developers and investors based on what the community prioritized, all with the hope of keeping what they call the corazón de la misión, the heart of the Mission, beating strong. In San Francisco, I'm Lila Day for Cross Currents.